在基督里面的人是被称义的人。
你清楚了，
也可怜了。
所以这样呢，最简单的就是亚当是罪人的代表，基督是义人的代表。
So very simply put, Adam is representative of all sinners, and Christ is representative of all the righteous.
大家说一二三，亚当是罪人的代表，基督是义人的代表。啊，那么亚当是为了什么才可以做人的代表呢
？Adam in what manner did he become the representative of all mankind?
亚当有人性。
He has a human nature.
所以人性与人性的共通性，他才可以做我们的代表。
So because of commonality of human nature, then he become our representative.
那你说耶稣基督呢
？What about Jesus?
照样的。
The same thing.
耶稣到世界上来，道成肉身，取了人性，他才可以做人类的第二代。
When the word becoming flesh and took upon himself human nature, then only he can be our representative.
So the humanity is the most basic qualification of being the representative.
因此，人性就成为了代表性最基础的一个本质。
这样你就知道基督道成肉身的道理是何等重要。
So then you see the incarnation of Christ Jesus, this doctrine is very important.
如果耶稣基督是神，他不来做人，他没有办法做人类的代表。
If Christ Jesus is God without becoming a man, then he cannot be our representative.
基督是神，他到世界上来做人，所以他取了人性，就是为了成为人类的代表。
So Christ Jesus is God, but he became man, took upon himself human nature, and then he became a representative of mankind.
所以如果你的基督教是不接受道成肉身的，你的整个信仰是垮台的。
If your Christianity doesn't accept the incarnation of Christ Jesus, then you feel bankruptcy in your faith.
你如果不接受基督是道成肉身的
，If you don't take this doctrine that Christ incarnated,
那你就掉到两个错误的里面。
Then you fall into two wrongs.
第一个错误是什么
？The first,
基督是神以人形显现，没有做过人。
That Christ Jesus is God, he appeared only in man, he has never become man.
这个用希腊文讲叫做 dokaio。
This is called Dokaio.
Dokaio 的意思就是影子。
Dokaio is just a shadow.
所以耶稣在世上33年半，不过是用人的影子显现。
So he came only as a shadow of man.
他不是真正做人。
Not truly became man.
是神以人形显现。
That God appear in human appearance.
是彼得、雅各、约翰这些人呢，他们跟耶稣在一起，是跟一个梵影生活的。3年半。
So when this Peter and John they live with Christ Jesus, he only but live with the shadow of a man, appearance of a man, for 3.5 years.
所以这样的信仰很危险。
This kind of faith is very dangerous.
这样的基督没有真正做过人。
Because this kind of Christ has not truly become a man.
请你注意，如果基督没有道成肉身，没有真正做过人，没有真正披戴人有血有肉的身体的话，他没有办法。完成救赎的工作。
If Christ, who is God, has never truly become a man, then he cannot be our representative.
He cannot accomplish the redemptive work of God.
他也不能够完成神救赎的工作。
第二个错误。
The second wrong.
如果你不相信道成肉身。
If you don't believe the word becoming flesh.
那你只能相信耶稣本身本来就是个只有肉身不是道成功的。
Then you would believe only that Christ Jesus has human nature, he is not incarnated.
那你相信耶稣是人。
You believe that Christ Jesus is a man.
他就像你我一样，是爸爸妈妈结婚结合生下来的。
Like you and I being given birth to by parents who get married.
那你就否认道成肉身的可能。
So you deny the possibility of a word being impressed.
你所相信的耶稣是什么耶稣
？Then what kind of Christ you believe in?
是个普通人的耶稣。
That's an ordinary man.
不是道成肉身的耶稣。
Not an incarnated Christ.
有没有人性
？Is that human nature?
有人性。
Yes.
能不能做代表
？Can he be a representative?
不能做代表。
No.
为什么呢
？Why？
他有人性，我也有人性啊。
Because he has human nature.
我有人性，你有人性啊。
I have human nature. So do you.
我们大家都有人性。
We all have human nature.
你不能站起来，我现在做全人类的代表。
You cannot cry and say that I'm the representative for all mankind.
他们说我没有请你做代表。
They say I never invite you to be the representative.
你就不能了。
So you cannot.
所以如果你不信道成肉身的真理
，If you don't believe the doctrine of incarnation，
你没有办法建立纯正基督论所。支持的基督教信仰的整个架构。
You cannot establish the right Christology with the foundation of Christian faith.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
道成肉身。
The incarnation
就是神在人中间显明。
That God manifests Himself among mankind.
上帝的肉身显现。
God manifests Himself in flesh.
永恒的创造者进到暂时的受造界。
The eternal creator coming into the temporal creation.
就是圣灵感应童真你，没有借助夫妻的关系，生成了有肉身的人。
Through the Holy Spirit, he was conceived without the sexual relationship of parents, he had a flesh.
这正统的基督论
That's the Orthodox Christology.
是透过道成肉身在历史上的彰显
It is through a manifestation of the word becoming flesh in history.
才有第二个代表全人类有人性的基督
Then only there's Christ who is representative for all mankind because he has a human nature.
所以基督成了人的代表
So Christ has become the human representative.
是透过道成肉身而来的
He comes through the incarnation.
亚当成了人的代表
Adam became a representative.
透过上帝原先只有创造一个人开始而来的
And through God created a single man.
为什么呢
Why?
因为连夏娃也不是个别被造的
Even Eve was a separate creator.
伊夏娃是透过亚当把他造出来。
Because she was created through Adam.
所以这个是人类历史中间第一个 cloning.
So this is the first cloning in the human history.
你不要开玩笑啊！
真的就
医学所有的成就不要抵挡上帝，因为原先都是神所做的事情。
And all medical achievement cannot go against God because God's plan for.
上帝造了一个亚当
，God created Adam，
然后透过亚当拿出一根骨头造一个夏娃。
Through Adam he removed a bone and created Eve。
从前以为这是开玩笑，这是种迷信，这个神话，这个不可能的事情。
In the past we thought it's superstition, it's impossible。
现在我告诉你
，I tell you now，
医学越发达。也证明神的话每一句都是真理。
The more advanced science is, the more it proves that God's word is true.
你说我不能生孩子，试管婴孩就可以了。
You say I cannot bear a child, I can have test tube baby.
你骄傲得不得了吗
？That's proud.
试管婴孩用什么来做
？Test tube baby, where does it come from?
你岂不是取了神所造的？放在试管里面给他成功然后再放在神所造的子宫里面
He first had taken the material God has created and put that back into the womb
医学没有什么可以骄傲的事
There's nothing to be proud with medicine
这是模仿神所做的工作
Because only by the copy of God's work
如果有一天 cloning 真的成功的话
If one day cloning comes true
你要知道上帝造一个人从这个人在造夏娃的时候不是另外重新造另外一个人
You know when God created Eve it's to Adam not separate creation
你说上帝为什么不要另外再用泥土造一个夏娃呢
Why is that God never use the earth to create another Eve?
不可以的
No
为什么不可以
Why?
连上帝都有人限制啊
Because it's God limited
因为神的总原则很清楚
Because God's principle is clear
这个总原则有关于人类整个人类的命运
Because it's going to be the literal fate of mankind
这句话记在哪里呢
Where does it record?
记在使徒行传17章第26节
In Acts chapter 17 verse 26
里面怎么讲呢
What did it say?
他从一本造出万人
From one stock he created all humankind
From one origin God created all races
From one stock one origin God created all races
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
There's no two origins
没有两个本源
No this kind of method
没有这样的方法
God only used one man to be the representative One man to be the origin of all races All nations All descendants of mankind.
神只用一个人成为万族、万本、万国的来源。
所以，如果上帝造亚当，再另外造一个夏娃，人类就变成两个源头了。
If God has created Adam and separately created Eve, then you have two sources.
不可以的。
No.
要一个源头。
Only one source.
那么夏娃从亚当出来。
So Eve comes from Adam.
这样，夏娃要顺服亚当。
Then Eve is submit to this Adam.
亚当顺服上帝。
And Adam obey God.
整个 universal order becomes so clear.
那么宇宙性的秩序就清楚了。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这个原则。
This absolute.
除了人不遵守
，It meant not obey。
你怎么高喊世界大同，人类一家都是假的
？Then it's no meaning when you saw that the whole world is a family。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
亚当是人类的代表
，And Adam is a representative of mankind。
为什么呢
？Why？
他是原先第一个直接被造为人的
，Because he's the first one to directly created as man，
created originally as the first man。所以他是人类的代表。
That's why he's representative of all mankind.
呀，耶稣基督怎样做人类的代表呢
？Then Jesus, how did he become the representative of mankind?
He's the only one, word, incarnate became flesh.
他是唯一的道成为肉身，有点人性。
基督与亚当有特殊特殊绝对不可被替代的地位。
So Christ and Adam has unsubstitutable position.
亚当是独特的。
Adam is unique.
因为除了他以外没有直接被造的第一个人。
Because other than him, there is no first man who has been created directly by God.
连夏娃也是从他出来的。
Even Eve came from him.
只有亚当是神自己直接造的。
And only Adam is directly created by God.
所以他的位分是特殊的。
So his position is unique.
耶稣基督的位分也是特殊的。
And the position of Christ also is unique.
因为耶稣基督是唯一道成了肉身，上帝来到人间的一个人。
Because he is the only man that the word became flesh coming to the world.
除他以外没有了。
Other than him, there's no such man.
只有一个亚当。
Only one Adam.
只有一个基督。
Only one Christ.
大家说。只有一个亚当，只有一个基督。亚当是全人类犯罪之主义的代表。
So then Adam is the representative of all sinners.
耶稣基督是全人类中间所有被称义之人的代表。
And Christ Jesus is the representative of all those who are justified in mankind.
那么亚当与耶稣不同的地方在哪里呢？
Then what's the difference of Adam and Christ?
他们不同的地方就是在受造界中间怎样对神产生回应。
That in the created realm, how did they respond to God?
The difference between Adam and Christ is how they respond to God in the created realm.
基督与这个亚当在这个被造界里面的不同，乃是他们怎样回应神。
耶稣基督来到受造界。
When Christ came into the created realm,
亚当被造在受造界。
And Adam was created in the created realm.
受造界在创造主面前是赤露敞开的。
The created realm before his creator is naked.
这句话是希伯来书第四章第十三节告诉我。
Recorded in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13.
希伯来书这句话其实是当头棒喝，把整个这个的自然神论打得落花流水。
Actually, this is the one that this the blow that blow the deist.
The deist.
The deist.
Because deism says that after God's creation, he ignore and he doesn't take care and have no relationship with the created world.
自然神论的学说乃是说，神创造了万物之后，他就不管这个世界，乃是给自己自生自灭。
所以受造的自然与神就没有关系。
So the created realm has no relationship with God.
受造的自然凭着自然力的存在，最后结束的时候叫做世界末日，神就让它自生自灭。
So the created nature live or continue with the principle of the nature
of the natural law
of natural laws.
And finally will be finished.
And finally it ends, 就结束了。
And the end of this is because God didn't take care anything more about the created world.
这一切结束呢，是因为神不再管了他所创造的世界。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
希伯来书四章十三节最后一句话说，
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 it says,
原来被造之物与创造之主不是没有关系。
That actually there's a relationship with the created realm and the creator.
我有时候读圣经，读到一节圣经，我思想整个历史上为这件事曾经产生过的错误的思想怎样受审判。我说上帝啊，你的话太奇妙了。
Sometimes when I read the Bible, I find out how with that verse, all the wrong thinking of the world will be judged.
一句话就审判整个哲学理论。
So only one statement will judge all the philosophical teaching.
就超越人所有堕落以后的理性产生出来思想果效。
It transcends all the thinking that comes from the fallen mind.
神的话太有能力了。
God's word is so powerful.
太有功效了。
So effective.
太奇妙了。
So wonderful.
这样呢，耶稣基督跟亚当在受造界中间成为人类对上帝的两种不同的反应。
So we then see that Adam and Christ represent two kind of responses of humankind before God.
你还记得呢？我对你说的 ，Man is not what he thinks.
你知道，人不是他想什么
，Man is not what he acts.
不是他吃什么
，Man is not what he behaves.
不是他怎样的行为
，Man is not what he feels.
不是他怎样感受
，Man is equal to how he responds and reacts before God.
人乃是在神面前他怎样的回应。
You keep holding this principle and always judge yourself before God.
当你抓紧这样的这个原则这个时候呢
，Man is what he reacts before God.
你就晓得人呢是他怎样在神的面前做回应。
你永远的命运
That's eternal fate.
决定于你现在领受神的话恩典，你怎样回应。
Your eternal destiny is determined how to respond to the word of God.
所以请你不要开玩笑。
Do not joke with God.
当神把真理传给你
When God has given truth to you,
当神把耶稣赐给你
And has given Christ to you,
你怎样回应不是单单你的自由的问题
How you respond is not a matter only on your freedom.
那要决定你永永远的命运是什
么 But determine your eternal destiny.
现在我把这两个代表来做一个比较
So I'm going to compare the representative to you.
亚当怎么样呢
How about Adam?
亚当被放在伊甸园里。
He put in the garden of Eden.
耶稣基督呢
？Christ.
耶稣被放在旷野。
He was put in the wilderness.
你说耶稣到旷野是被放的吗
？Is it that he was put there?
是的。
Yes.
亚当在伊甸园不是他自己走来走去找到一个好花园，不是的。
Adam did not wander around and then he found the garden of Eden.
上帝造了一个美丽的园子。
God has created a beautiful garden.
把人放在哪
？And put man there.
上帝造亚当以前
Before God created Adam,
什么都先造成了
Everything has been created
所以人的被造在万有之后表示人是主管万有被上帝派来作为享受万有的主人
Man is created after all creation within God and wants to place us there so we can enjoy the creation of God
上帝把亚当放在伊甸
God put Adam in the garden of Eden
上帝把摩西把耶稣放在旷野
And you say God put Christ in the wilderness
你说怎么知道是上帝把他放在旷野
How did God put it there
你看马太福音第四章
Matthew chapter 4
你看路加福音第四章
Luke chapter 4
耶稣被圣灵引到旷野去受魔鬼的试探
Christ was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by this Satan in the wilderness
所以圣灵把有人性的耶稣引到旷野去见鬼
and God has the Holy Spirit has tempted the Christ with the human nature to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan
我故意用这一句话你马上笑起来了
I use this statement you laugh
因为你感到很惊奇
if it was strange
因为这个跟你的观念是冲突的
because this is in conflict with the thought
每次上帝引导我圣灵引导我一定引导我发财
you say God Holy Spirit guide me so that I become prosperous
引导我中彩票
I say a lottery.
引导我拿到美国居民证。
I have the PR of America.
观念中间的引导。
So there's a concept guidance.
总是自私的。
It's selfish.
总是合乎你的意念的。
According to what you think.
总是圣灵顺服你的私意的。
The Holy Spirit submit to your will.
圣经没有这样教训。
The Bible never teach that.
圣经说被上帝的灵引导都是上帝的儿女。
And also the Bible says that he who are led by the Holy Spirit is a child of God.
上帝的儿女中间我们看耶稣基督是众子女中间的长子。
Among all children of God, we see that Christ is the first son.
所以长子要引导其的儿女一同进入他的荣耀里面。
So the elder son will lead all the children into glory.
那么呢最后我们的享受神的荣耀。
Finally, we enjoy God's glory.
但你不要忘记荣耀没有来到以前就是经过苦难才进到荣耀。
But don't forget that before the glory comes, you've got to go through suffering.
经过死才进到复活。
Go through death before you're resurrected.
经过十架才有冠冕。
Go through the cross before you're crowned.
经过受苦的磨练才产生得胜的神。
And go through the trial of this suffering before you have the successful life.
经过试探的试炼才成圣。
Through the test before you are sanctified.
连儿子中间最重要的上帝的独生子都没有办法脱离这个原则。
So even God's only son, the elder son, cannot run away from this principle.
这就是我们一而再、再而三提醒你们极端灵恩派很大的错误。
And that's why we remind you that extreme charismatics is wrong in this place.
我跟你们这样辛苦的讲道。
I preach this so hard.
我不知道罗马书要讲四年会不会讲完。
I don't know whether I can finish exploding in 4 years.
你说这个这样讲话到底是不是浪费时间呢、啊、
？Are we wasting our time? You say?
是不是？哎呀，每个礼拜来，每个礼拜，哎呀，我好辛苦，要听四年才听完，我自己读三分钟就读完了。
Then I got to come every week for this 4 years. I can only spend a few minutes. I can finish the whole book.
你读吧。
Whether you read,
你自己读吧。
You just read.
你没有办法了解到这样深入的。
You can like understand it's a deeper way.
是不是啊？
Isn't so?
是不是啊？你回答我。
Isn't it so?
你每个礼拜来是浪费时间吗
？Do you waste time every week?
是不是啊？不是，为什么
？Why?
因为你在这里生根建造。
Because you root yourself and build yourself up there.
一寸一寸挖下去。
And inch by inch,
你抓得紧紧的。
And you crush over tightly.
原子啊，站来炸你，你也没有办法倒下去。
And also, even atomic bomb cannot destroy you.
为什么要这样做呢
？Why？
为什么我不讲平安平安？你心里说上天当中就发财，哦，就平安。
Why don't you say peace be with you? You believe in Jesus, you swear a lottery.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because that's the will of God.
经过磨练。
Through test,
经过苦难
，through suffering,
经过十字架
，through the cross,
进到复活
，going to resurrection,
进到冠冕
，going to crown,
进到荣耀
，with the glory,
连耶稣基督都没有例外
，even Christ Jesus cannot escape from this principle.
所以我告诉你
，I tell you,
亚当一定要在伊甸园受试探
，Adam surely will be tempted in the Garden of Eden.
为什么呢
？Why?
连上帝的儿子圣灵也要他在旷野受试探。
Because even the Son of God, he wants to be tempted us in the wilderness.
像在两个代表的身上，你看神的工作是公义的。
So in these two representatives, God's word is just.
亚当是人
，Adam is man.
人性被造原是好的。
The human nature was created good.
但那个好是 original neutral goodness.
那是这个原本的中性性的好。
什么才真正的好呢
？What is true good?
From the original created the neutral goodness into the perfected after the trial and temptation and the victorious goodness is totally different.
从原本被造的这个中性性的好到已经被考验过的好是不同的。
你看那个孩子生出来 ，baby。你看它美不美啊
？When the baby is born, it cries, it's so beautiful,
so perfect,
perfect,
so beautiful,
很漂亮
啊 ，just like an apple,
好像那个苹果
，so beautiful, angel without wings,
那那是没有翅膀的天使。
你看 baby 很可爱，对不对呢
？This baby is beautiful,
但是
，but then,
等他三十岁。
When you get to 30,
读书成功了
，successful in study,
拿了 PhD 回来
，got a PhD,
考了全国第一名
，and came first in the whole country,
戴了博士帽子回来的时候
，and with a PhD,
回到你家里的时候
，and come back to your home,
你看你的孩子
，to look at the son,
从小辛苦养大
，you took so hard to bring up,
现在穿着博士袍
，now he have the PhD,
读书成功了
，successful in the study,
how perfect,
很完美
，my son, how perfect are you?
我说孩子，你多么完美
！You accomplished already.
你已经完成了。
那个孩子说 ，When I was a baby, you said how perfect.
The baby said when I was still a little baby, said when I was still a baby, you said perfect.
Now until I achieve my doctorship, and you said how perfect.
And 现在我得到博士了，你说我还是完美。
我没有进步吗？
Have I not improved?
我生出来就 perfect， 现在还是 perfect。
I was born as perfect, now you say I'm perfect。
你明白我讲什么吗
？Understand now?
Baby 生出来是 original perfection。
And the baby when you're born is the original perfection。
Without going through all kinds of temptation, trial, or training or examination。
是没有经过这个考验，没有经过考试，也没有经过这个受苦的。
但是当你的孩子读书成功、奋斗成功的时候，就是 how perfect。
So when the son strives and then successful get a PhD, you say how perfect?
那个 perfect 是 after trial, after examination.
那个的完美是经过考验的完美。
After tough training,
经过这个训练的
才得到的完全。
And then you get a perfection.
你明白我的意思
？Understand?
所以人性需要磨练。
So human nature got to be tried.
如果你说圣灵的引导就是给我平安，给我快乐，给我发财，中彩票，感谢主。
You say thank God because Holy Spirit guidance said I'm prosperous and rich.
我告诉你，你永远的基督教这种信仰是永远的肤浅。
And this kind of Christianity is very shallow Christianity.
不但说亚当受试探
，No, the Adam was tempted.
上帝为什么这样严格
？God said God so strict.
给亚当果子也给他一条蛇。
And give him a fruit and also a serpent.
我告诉你
，I tell you,
人性一定要这个。
Humanism need that.
所以当耶稣到世界上来的时候
，So when Jesus came to the world,
不例外
，No exception.
圣灵引导他
，God is the guide him.
到哪里呢
？Let him where?
到加密山上。
To the Carmel mountain,
去回想以利亚的大能力
，to reflect on the power of Elijah,
把他带到这个摩利亚山上
，and Moriah mountain Moriah,
纪念亚伯兰的顺从
，to remember our Abraham submission,
把耶稣带到最漂亮的园子里面
，bring him to the fruit garden,
上帝的儿子享受被造界所有的水果
，so he enjoy all the fruit he was created,
是不是
？Is that so?
我、
No,
你要侍奉我。
You're the servant.
你要代表人。
You're a representative man.
你真的要做人类的代表。
Truly, you are the representative man.
好，同样的。
Same.
圣灵引导他。
The Holy Spirit.
到哪里？
Where?
到旷野去见鬼呀、啊。
waiting to meet Satan.
鬼在那边等了。
Satan was waiting there.
圣灵引导人去见鬼，可能吗？
Is it possible the Holy Spirit guide people to face Satan?
可能吗？
Is it possible?
把困难放在前面，叫你去去死，去碰到试探。
To put a difficulty there, so there can be some difficulty. Is possible?
圣经的话，
the Bible says,
圣灵引导耶稣到旷野受魔鬼的。
The Holy Spirit guide Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
哦，你说一定耶稣忘记祷告，不要引导我进入试探。
Oh, you say the prophet Jesus forgot to pray that lead me not into temptation.
我告诉你
，I tell you,
不要引进试探里面。
Don't let into temptation.
但是引导你面对试探是不可避免。
But let to be confronted and facing temptation that's avoidable.
圣灵会把你引进试探的里面。
The Holy Spirit will not guide you into temptation.
把你引导到面对试探的环境是一定有的。我想很少传道人把这些点讲得很清楚。
Very few preachers will preach this out so clearly.
今天的基督徒就是凡是好的都是上帝引导，凡是不好的都是魔鬼的工作。
And our very Christian will believe that all those good things are guidance of God, all those are hard things are not by God.
现在回来了。
Now I come back.
我要严肃的、很浓缩的讲这个话。
Very condensedly I want to say this.
伊甸园环境更好呢，或者旷野环境更好呢？
Is the situation this Garden of Eden better or the wilderness?
Is Eden better or wilderness better? Which one? 啊啊，伊甸园更美了。
Eden is more beautiful.
Or wilderness is better? I put you there.
Is the wilderness better?
Miss, huh? You already there, so you're good. But you have never been in the Garden of Eden, so you no compare.Coming. So you never say this one is better if you have not experienced both. But 上帝造伊甸园，原是没有罪的，原是最美好的。
But God has created the Garden of Eden without sin is perfect, good.
旷野是已经犯罪又才变成这样。
That the wilderness after man of sin is turned to that.
伊甸是比旷野更美的。
So the Garden of Eden is more beautiful and compared to the wilderness.
伊甸园是更齐备的。
And more perfect.
所以呢？耶稣到世界上来的时候
，So when Jesus came to the world,
他不是来代表我们像亚当没有犯罪以前的情形。
He did not come to represent us as what the prior to Adam when he was has no sin.
耶稣基督是来到一个已经犯罪堕落以后的一个地方。
He has come to a place which has fallen into sin.
很可怜。
It's very pitiful.
他以最深的形状
，and in a form of sin,
却没有犯罪。
Has no sin.
亚当在伊甸的时候。
When this Adam was in Garden Eden,
这世界还没有人犯过罪。
And the world is man without sin.
亚当，耶稣在旷野的时候。
But when this Christ was in the wilderness,
全世界的罪人要等待他去救赎。
The whole world sinner waiting for him to save.
所以这两个代表。
So these two representatives.
在两个不同的代表性的处境里面。
In two different situations of representation.
你要看他怎么回应上帝。
You see how would they respond to God?
亚当受试探。
Adam was tempted.
蛇说。
The serpent said.
吃。
Eat.
吃。
Eat.
耶稣呢
？Jesus.
魔鬼说。
Satan said.
你肚子饿了，四十天没有吃了。
You're hungry for 40 days. Eat.
你把石头变成 McDonald.
Turn the stone into McDonald.
啊，你把石头变成面包吧。
Turn the stone into bread.
差不多一样的东西。
Quite the same.
啊，你看啊。
You see.
亚当受一次试探。
Adam was tempted once.
耶稣受三次试探。
Why was tempted three times?
耶稣三次试探。
Three temptations.
一次代表肉体的情欲。
One represents our flesh desire.
一次代表眼睛的情欲。
One our desire of our eyes.
另外一次代表今生的骄傲。
One the today's pride.
是后来圣经里面几章把它分析出来的。
So the Bible clearly say this.
你看，亚当受试探。
Adam was tempted.
一次就败了。
Once he fell.
耶稣受试探。
Christ was tempted
一而再，再而三。
One the next and the next.
亚当受试探的时候。
When Adam was tempted,
不是因为饿的半死。
Not because he was so hungry.
耶稣受试探。
When Jesus was tempted,
是四十天禁食祷告以后的。
It was after he fast and pray for 40 day and night.
有一个人呢，人家对他说，这个是真的事情。
And someone told this man,
你如果不睡觉一天，
if you don't sleep for one day,
我整个晚上不睡，
if you don't sleep for whole night,
我给你$100。
I give $100.
那是1962年的事情。
1962.
Well, at that time, one day's wage is about only $5 or $6.
那个时候呢，一天的工资只不过5-6块钱。
所以那个人说， if you don't sleep one day, I give you $100.
那如果你一天不睡觉的话，我给你100块美金。
他说 ，My goodness, so good。
很好，他说
，Doesn't sleep, doesn't work, get 100。
不工作不睡觉
，OK，
100块。
I take the challenge。
我就接受挑战。
他就不睡觉，眼睛睁着大了一个晚上。
So he opened his eye wide without sleeping for a day。
那给他100块。
Give him $100。
第二天对他说
，A second。
If you continue not sleep again for another day，
如果你再不睡一天
，I give you $300。
我给你300块。
啊，300块。我平常要做几十天才300块。
I work for tens of days before I get $300。
第二天他就不睡。
And the second day he didn't sleep.
把眼睛睁
and open his eyes.
拿了300块。
And took $300。
哇，他累得不得了了。
我说他
眼睛一直要闭下来。
And one day he closed his
eyes. 那个是第三天你再不睡好不好
？And the third day he didn't sleep for the day.
我给你1000块。
$1,000 I give you.
他说哎呀，前两天才拿400，这个一天加一天就。1000块。
The first day I only get $40. Not one more day I get $1,000.
所以他再拿1000块。
所以一个人拿1000块。
1000块以后就快要死了。
How about time?
他累到要死了。
So tired.
那个人再来了。
And then I came again.
你再不睡，第四天我给你3000块。
One day I give you $3,000.
他才知道一天加300加100才1400。
So three days $1,400.
今天晚上是3000块了。
Now tonight is $3,000.
真的他没有睡
so he didn't sleep.
那给他3000块
give him $3,000.
3000块他真的要死了
about time.
那个人再说
say,
你再一次不睡
one more day
我给你10000块
$10,000.
一万是多少
how about $10,000.
他好久没有睡了不能算了
he has not slept for so many days you gotta count.
一万就是一加一加一万次叫10000块
$10,000.
$10,000. You're crazy
是吗
can I be like that
可以吗
I wasn't only not sleeping get one $10,000
我不睡可以拿这么多钱吗
yes I promise $10,000
我给你
the money is here tomorrow morning you get it but don't sleep
不要睡觉
那天晚上、到了晚上12点他说什么
at midnight
I don't care $10,000 or $10,000,000 I want to sleep
我不要管10万100万我要睡觉
这100万我不管我要睡觉他说
不管100万还是睡觉
为什么呢
睡
太久没有睡了
sleep for a long time.
那时候什么条件都不能讲的
我已经到了那个平均线了
撒旦不在你饱饱的时候试探你
when I come when I feel
McDonald's.
You see?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
他等你禁食40天以后。
When you fast for 40 days.
Are you hungry?
你饿了吗
？You need food.
你需要吃吗
？Come on. If you are the Son of God.
如果你是神儿子。
Why don't you perform miracle?
为什么你不行神？
Why don't you show off your force?
为什么你不显示？
Why don't you change the road from this?
为什么你把这个石头变成食物呢？
那个时候呢
？At that time，
耶稣很容易说：“好好，我
就是。”Say yes。
我已经40年没有说，难道上帝不知道我进食祷告这么久了
？Because I know that I fasted for so long。
我记得在旷野。
I'm in the wilderness。
主啊
，Lord，
你
，You
给我
，Give me
40天没有吃
，40 days and night without eating。
然后呢
？And then，
又把我引导到旷野见鬼。
Let me the wilderness to see Satan.
是试探。
To be tempted.
我现在一次了。
One time.
把石头变成饼，原谅我，我需要吃饭吗
？I change the stone to food, bread. I want to eat.
耶稣怎么样 react 的
？What did Jesus respond?
耶稣怎么样对魔鬼讲话
？How did he respond to Satan?
魔鬼说：“你若是上帝的儿子。
”Satan said, "If you are the son of God."
耶稣怎么说
？What did he say?
圣经上记着说。
The Bible says,
人
man,
他不讲上帝的儿子，他讲人。
You say man,
你注意为
Son of God, 你是 Son of God.
我曾经想这段圣经想到差不多头要爆炸。
I meditate on this, I about to explode myself.
你若是神的儿子
，If you are the Son of God,
耶稣说本来就是吗
？I am.
我就变给你看了。耶稣说
for miracle.
人或做
，You say man,
你不是靠食物。
Not a bread alone.
上帝口里所出的一些话。
But every word that comes from the mouth of God.
为什么耶稣这么回答？
你
知道吗
？Reply this way.
耶稣抓住一个总原则。
He caught a principle.
我今天我受试探， 我不是在神的身份上受试探。
Today I maintain that not in the position of Son of God.
因为神是不受试探，也不试探人。
Because God never tempt and be tempted.
你怎么敢对神讲这句话
？How dare you say this statement to God?
我今天受试探是站在人的身份上受试探。
Today I'm in the position of man to be tempted.
当你如果站在人的身份上受试探
，When I'm in the position of man to be tempted,
你就不要用特权。
Don't use privilege.
你就用人受苦的身份来为耶稣基督做见
证。Using man in the position of suffering to testify for Lord.
人活着不单靠食物。
Man live not by bread alone.
靠上帝口里所出的话。
Every word that comes from God.
你注意吧，单单这一个试探。
Only this temptation.
把亚当跟摩西做一个比较的时候。
When I compare Adam to Christ.
你就发现。
You find.
人与食物之间的关系。是神的话高过食物对我的供应。
Then our relationship with the food is that God's word is higher than our relationship with the food.
The word of God is higher than, more important, more significant than the relation between the food and my need.
神的话的供应比我们对食物的需要是更加高超的。
那亚当的回应是什么呢
？But how did Adam respond?
It's good food. Yeah,
it's good.
I eat it.
I
listen to you.
我听你的
话, I obey you.
我遵从你,
I forget everything God had spoken to me.
我就忘记了神向我所说的话。
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄,
My dear brothers and sisters,
当你去找基尼的时候,
When you go and woman,
你那时候就忘记神曾经对你讲什么。
You forget what God has spoken to you.
当你贪财的时候,
When you greed for money,
当你受试探的时候,
When you tempted,
你突然间把自己的人格, 自己的灵性出卖在比你更低的物质的范围。
Suddenly you sold the spirit to the lower thing.
然后你忘记你的神对你讲什么。
Then you forget what God has spoken to you.
你看见没有
？You see?
没有一本书比这本圣经把人性中间各样的困难、各样的危机、各样的矛盾、各样的难题要怎么解决讲得更清楚。
Not a single book has given solution like the Bible has as compared to our temptation and human nature.
我当然今天不是讲耶稣受试探的事情。
Of course, now I'm not talking about Christ Jesus temptation.
因为单单这个我要讲六个钟头。
Because on this I got to speak on 6 hours.
我只有告诉你，第一个人、第二个人所代表他们对神的回应是怎么样。
I want to tell you the response of the first representative man, the second representative.
亚当
，Adam，
忘记神的话
，forget God's word.
基督
，Christ，
抓住神的话
，catch of God's word.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man live not by food itself.
禁食40天最饿最需要的时候 when, 的时候，我知道人活着不是靠食物。
When fasted for 40 days and nights, so hungry, yet he said that man lives not on the bread alone.
太伟大了
，so great.
一个人的忠心
，a man's faithfulness,
不在顺利的时候看到。
Not upon when he was blessed.
一个人对神的顺从
，his obedience to God,
不是当他顺利丰富的生活的时候看出来。
Not when he is blessed.
在他最困难
，but when it's most difficult，
最孤单
，and most lonely，
最软弱
，most weak，
最需要的时候看出来
，when you need God the most， 你先
ask you how do you reject， how do you react to God's calling and His words when you are in trouble？
你在困难的时候，神对你的话想想直接的讲回应呢？
你看到
吗？你先，
当亚当一做出违背上帝话语的时候
，when Adam go against God's word，
他做了你我的代表。
He become you and my representative.
什么代表
？What representative?
不顺从的代表。
That disobedience.
The representative of disobedience of you and me.
我们不顺从的代表。
耶稣基督呢
？Christ Jesus.
The representative of obedience.
我们顺从的代表。
亚当不顺从，耶稣基督顺从。
Adam disobey, yet Christ obey.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
如果我把伊甸园跟旷野做个比较的话
，If I would make comparison Eden and wilderness,
那么伊甸园是丰丰富富、非常美丽，神安排的环境太好了。
Eden is so beautiful, so abundant, so good that God has prepared for us.
旷野是已经非常枯干，没有什么东西供应，是毫无可以满足的地方。
Wilderness is so dry and so deserted, there's nothing to satisfy us.
所以呢，亚当跟耶稣的比较，我们就用耶稣的伊甸园跟克西马尼的总结合来了解。
So then the comparison of regard to Eden and wilderness, we want to see it in Christ and Gethsemane and Gethsemane.
The wildernessAnd Gethsemane combined together to compare with the Garden of Eden.
So we put two together, Gethsemane and also wilderness compared to Eden.
你注意听啊。
You see?
当耶稣没有开始弥赛亚工作以前
，Before Christ Jesus started the Messiah work，
他进到旷野。
He went into the wilderness.
当耶稣快要结束他在地上的工作以前
，When he was about to end the earthly ministry，
他进到克西马尼
，He entered into Gethsemane.
所以从旷野到克西马尼
，So from wilderness to Gethsemane，
这是基督对神回应最重要的头一宗。
That is the beginning and the end. The most important response of Christ to God
是这两点的中间。
Between these two points,
耶稣做人
，He was man.
耶稣好好以人子的身份荣耀上帝。
As the Son of Man, He glorified God.
他在神面前服侍人。
Before God, He served man.
他在人面前服侍神。
Before man, He served God.
直到他走完这段道路以后
，So when He finished this path,
他的父啊。
Say God,
愿你荣耀你的儿子。
May you glorify your
son. 正如你的儿子在地上的时候已经荣耀你。
Like a son upon the earthly time has glorified your name.
求你使我与你同享我们创世以前共享的荣耀。
Allow me to enjoy the glory we enjoy when you created the world.
你托付我的事我已经办妥。
The thing you entrusted me, I accomplished.
你所赐给我的人，我已经把永生赐给他们。
All men that are given to me, I give eternal life to them.
如今要叫他们知道，我往你那里去。
Now they will know that I'm going back to you.
你是属于我的。
You belong to me.
我的也是你的。
And mine is yours.
你所赐给我的人，我也保守他们一个也不是落。
Those you are given to me, I have not lost a single one.
求你使他们合而为一。
Let them be united.
是在你的名下合而为一。
In your name, they are united.
道而为一
In the word they are united.
耶稣基督讲完这些以后呢
After all this Christ
他就面对二十四小时就是这是耶和华所定的日子他要下山他在耶路撒冷楼上立下心哟直到第二天太阳下山他从十字架上被拿下来这二十四小时。
He faced that 24 hours whereby God has ordained so that the sun set and he go to the this last supper, the upper room, and then he was nailed, he was stick down. That was 24 hours.
二十四小时。
That 24 hours.
This is the day of my Lord. We should rejoice in it.
这是神所为我们定的日子，我们要在当中欢乐。
That is the only day ordained by the Lord.In order to let his son accomplish the redemptive planning of eternity.
这乃是神在永恒里面唯一的定的日子时上而且能完成救赎的工作。
没有第二天
Not a second day.
就是那一天
Only that day.
From sunset to sunset.
那么日落到日落。
为什么呢
Why?
因为犹太人算一天是从晚上算起。
Because the Jews counted the day begin from the sunset to the next sunset.
有晚上有白日这是头一天。
There's a night, there's a day, there's one day.
有晚上有白日，这是第二天。
There's a night, there's a day, there's one day.
当太阳下山的时候
，When the sun sets.
耶稣进到耶路撒冷的楼上
，Jesus entered the upper room.
守逾越节
，And have the last supper.
擘饼
，And break the bread.
举起杯来
，And take up the cup.
设立的新约
，And establish a new covenant.
然后唱着歌
，And sing the song.
与他们一同到克西门
，And go to Gethsemane.
被抓去。
It was captured.
六次受审判
，six times were tried.
早上九点的时候
，in the morning at 9 a.m.
他被挂在哥哥他山
，he was nailed on the cross.
下午三点的时候
，at 3 p.m.
他大声呼喊
，and he cried loud.
他说：“上父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手。
”Father, I commit my soul into your hands.
在几个钟头以后
，a few hours later,
他断了气以后
，he died.
有人刺着他的肋旁
，they were pierced the side of his body.
血跟水一块块流出来
，and blood watered the wounds out.
以后呢？
他
到下太阳下山的时候
When the sun sets,
他们已经把他的尸首放进坟墓
They took his corpse and put in the tomb
Exactly 24 hours
24 hours
This is the day of our Lord
这是我们神所定的日子
The day which we should rejoice in it
我们当中要喜乐
感谢上
Praise the Lord
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 My dear friends and sisters
他进到十字架以前
Before he entered in the cross
他在克西马尼园回应了神整个对人性的要求。
In Gethsemane, he responded to the demand of God in our human nature.
所以我做另外一个比较。
So an illustration.
就是伊甸园跟克西马尼园总挂起来，人讲的话是什么
？So in the Eden and the Gethsemane, what men have said?
亚当怎么样讲
？How did Adam say?
他十足对上帝说 ：“God, not your will, but let my will be done.
As if you're saying that 神不是你的旨意，而是我的旨意的呈现。
耶稣就是看在克西玛尼讲反过来的话。
Jesus in the Gethsemane said the reverse.
不是我的意思。
Not my will.
是你的意思成。
Thy will be done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and
sisters. 人类只有两个代表。
Man has only two representatives.
一个亚当。
One Adam.
一个耶稣。
One Christ.
一个把罪带来。
One bring to a sin.
一个把罪担当去。
And then took away sin.
一个世人死了。
The one who caused man to die.
一个世人得着生。
One caused to be alive.
一个悖逆上帝。
One go against God.
一个顺从上帝。
One obey God.
因为犯罪使人死。
Because of sin we die.
因为人罪代替我们死。
Because of substitutional death he died.
亚当把罪跟死带到世界。
And Adam brings sin and death to us.
耶稣把罪跟死解除了。
And Jesus solved the problem of sin and death.
我们得着新的生命。
So they have eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以这一段圣经你看的时候。
So this passage when you read.
你看到罪从一个人进到这个世界。
You see that from one man sin come to the world.
又你看到死就借着罪成为人类的王。
And see death become the king of mankind.
我还没有好好解释其中几句很重要的经文。
I've said not a small, a few very important verses here.
这里我会简单的讲进去。
Very simple.
当罪在世界上的时候
When sin reigns in the world,
那个时候呢人还不把罪当作是罪
Man did not deem sin as sin,
所以从亚当一直到摩西
So from Adam until Moses
死做了王
There's a death reigns
但是罪还不算罪
And sin is not sin yet
这段历史怎么解释呢
What do you mean?
意思就是虽然从亚当到摩西
We see even though from Adam to Moses
神还没有赐下律法
God has not given the law
律法是什么时候赐下来
When was the law given?
是摩西的时代赐下来
At the time of Moses
对不对啊
Is that right?
所以摩西赐下律法的时候
Moses when he gave the law
就告诉人这叫做罪
That is called sin
这摩西没有来以前
Before Moses come
律法还没有赐下来
Law has not been given
罪不算的罪
Sin is not sin
是不是表示罪不存在
Does it mean sin is not existing?
不是
No
罪存在
Sin is existing
但还不被算为违背神律法的罪
But not counted as sin that go against the law of God
为什么呢
Why?
Even the law is not yet coming
因为立法还没有记下来，
所以呢，这个时候还没有所谓违背律法，因为没有律法。
So you cannot say something going against the law because it's not given.
如果没有违背律法，怎么可以算为罪
？If not going against this law, how can we say you sin?
摩西说：“你不要忘记哦。”
Moses said, "Don't forget."
虽然没有违背律法
，even though not against the law,
但是从亚当到摩西人都死了，对不对
？But from Adam until Moses, man has died.
这表示死已经证明你有罪。
Which is sin has proven that you have, that has proven that you have sinned.
所以不是用律法明文定你的罪
Not using law to condemn you.
用死的结局暗示你是罪
But as a result of that, you know that you have sinned.
亚当一直到摩西
From Adam until Moses.
死做了王
That reigns.
死治理的人
And control man.
等到摩西来的时候
When Moses comes.
你说摩西来了死不治理人吗
You say Moses comes.
死不做王吗
Doesn't reign.
摩西来了到现在还是死吗
Because when Moses comes until today,
到了耶稣还是死吗
We still die.
耶稣到现在人还是死吗
Until Jesus until today, we still die.
所以请注意这不同的地方在哪
Where's the difference?
亚当到摩西
And when this Adam comes to Moses,
没有律法的
Without the law,
摩西到耶稣
and Moses to Jesus
是没有救恩的
no salvation.
耶稣到现在
Jesus until today,
救恩还没有完成的
and salvation has not accomplished.
所以这样的罪人这些年代人都死了
So even though for all these ages men have died,
摩西以前
before Moses,
人只知道人犯罪会死
men only know that he sinned, that's why he died.
但我是犯什么
What have I committed?
我为什么被认为是罪
What's that I did as a sinner?
根据什么说我是罪呢
Listen, what you say I'm a sinner?
那个时候还没有律法
Without the law yet
律法不算的罪
So it's not called
sin 但是从摩西直到耶稣 到世界上来
When Moses until Christ
律法已经赐下来了
Law has been given
大家有许多的疑问只要我行律法我就可以免死了
People thought that if I were to do what the law says then I would not die
事实不是如此
But
所有的人还是要死
All men still die.
这样的到了耶稣基督的时候
So when he came to Jesus
我们看见他要得胜罪哦
You see that he want to victorious over sin
他只有解决律法的咒诅
And solve the curse of law
他要排除律法的指责
And also remove the condemnation of law
什么办法呢
What to do
是耶稣基督说
Christ said
莫想我来了是废掉律法
No, no, think that I come to abolish the law
不是的
No
我来了
I come
是成全律法
To accomplish the law
我来了
I come,
是成全律法
I come with the law.
你的律法一点一划都不能废
弃 none of the law will not be turned away.
天地都可以废去
the heaven and earth can be removed.
律法与先知是不能废去的
law and prophet cannot be demolished.
律法先知所讲的是什么呢
and what is being said in prophet and law?
就是指明耶稣要来
the point that Christ is coming.
来担当罪的问题
To take away the sin.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
所以我们看见亚当说失败的
So we see what the failure in Adam
耶稣为我们成全
Christ accomplished
亚当所失去的
What Adam lost
耶稣使我们得回来
Christ restored
而且耶稣使我们得做的是超过亚当所失去的
What we gain through Jesus is much more than what Adam lost
为什么呢
Why
亚当所失去的是被造界的生命
What Adam lost was a life in the created realm
耶稣要给我们得做的是永永远远的生命
What we acquire through Jesus Christ is the eternal life
所以这里在比较下去的时候
So in comparison
罪跟红恩是不能相比
We see the sin and grace cannot be compared
因为神的恩典是超过人的罪的
Because the grace transcends our sin
因为神的恩典超过人的罪
Because God's grace transcends our sin
所以你的罪有多少
So how much your sin is
赦免的力量量子大过你所犯的罪。
This is forgiving grace surpass all your sins.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
如果我说我要替你负债
，You say I want to pay for your debt.
因为你欠债，人家把你杀死了。
Because people kill you because you have debt.
我替你赎罪。
So I redeem you.
我替你负债。
I'll pay for your debt.
我有300万。
I have 3 million.
你说对不起，我欠2000万。
I'm sorry, I owe people 20 million.
但你欠2000万，我300万怎么能帮助你呢
？How can I help you 2 million?
你明白吗？不够嘛
Not enough.
所以什么办法呢
What to do?
如果你欠2000万我有5000万我就可以帮助你了
If your debt is 20 million I have 15 million I can help you
这两个比较呢
So this comparison
最后进的恩典过于罪恶的这个结论
So we come to a conclusion that grace surpasses all our sins
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
诸宗教
All religions
只盼望怎么样解决罪的控告的问题
Only help us to run away from accusation of sin
假设功劳多可以补他的罪
and to present the more merits you can take away your sins
但是圣经告诉我们
but the Bible says
不是立功
not
不是行为
not conduct
不是人的好处
not man's good
耶稣基督代死
but God substituted
耶稣顺从上帝以至于死且死在十字架上
you obey God you die and until the cross
这样亚当的失败
so Adam's failure
把十同罪带到人间
bring sins and death to us
耶稣的顺从
Christ's obedience
把义跟生命带给我
Bring righteousness and life to us
这样在亚当里面都灭亡了
So in Adam we all die
在基督里面的都得救了
In Christ we are all saved
在亚当里面都被定罪
In Adam we are all condemned
在基督里面都得着永远的生命
In Christ we have eternal life
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
现在我们要结束了
We're end
我们站起来
It's alright
一同严肃的在读这一段的圣经
Very solemnly want to read this passage
我们从第十二节开始来读
Reading from verse 12
一直读到第十七节
Until 17
一二三
这
就
如
罪
是从
一人入
了
世界死又是从罪
人来的
于是死就临到
众人
因为众人都犯了
罪
没有律法之先罪已经在世上但没有律法罪也不算罪然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下亚当乃是那以后要来吃人的预象这是过犯不如恩赐因一人的过犯众人都死了何况上帝的恩典以那因耶稣基督的一人恩典中的赏赐岂不更加倍领到众人吗因一人犯罪就定罪也不如恩赐原来审判是由一人而定罪恩赐乃是由许多过犯而成立若因一人的过犯死就因这一人做了王何况那是受丰恩又蒙所赐之义的岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中间做王吗我们读经我们解经就到这个地方我们一同祷告我们